Hi, thanks for joining us. Good morning. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Picks Now update. In San Francisco, six people, including a child and a firefighter, were hurt in an early morning fire. It started at around midnight on Liebig Street. It's in the Outer Mission District. Firefighters had trouble fighting that fire because there was so much stuff inside the building, blocking access and making it difficult to pull their hoses through to get to the flames.
I would just say there was a lot of contents in that building, and it was very hard to get around. If you, if you get a picture of the building, you can see the contents in the windows piled up, as well as in the, on the basement level.
Nine people lived in the first house, and 11 people live in the second house. Paramedics took a total of five people to the hospital, two in critical and three in serious condition.
People across the Bay Area jolted out of bed by an early morning earthquake in the East Bay. The magnitude 3.4 quake struck along the Hayward Fault around 4:42 this morning. The epicenter, located near the Highway 24 and 13 junction in Oakland near Lake Temescal. One man described the shaking.
It was just one of those jolts that wakes you up, and I always wonder, like, okay, is this the big one, and how long is it going to go on for? But it was relatively short, so just turn over and go back to sleep.
The quake was followed by two smaller aftershocks. No major damage reported.
White House economists say the government shutdown is having a greater economic impact than previously thought as we now enter day 26 with no end in sight. The Council of Economic Advisers says the shutdown is costing the U.S. economy more than 0.1 percentage point in growth every week. It's more than double the original estimate. President Trump is refusing to end the shutdown without $5.6 billion for a border wall. He invited a group of moderate Democrats to lunch at the White House yesterday. It was an attempt to bypass House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and gain support of rank-and-file members of her party. But that invitation was turned down. 800,000 federal employees are still furloughed or working without pay. And today, the city of San Jose could provide some help to struggling airport workers. Mayor Sam Liccardo is calling a special meeting this afternoon to discuss his proposal to offer them short-term loans. Those loans would equal monthly take-home pay and then could be repaid without interest. Nearly half of the TSA workers at Mineta International Airport live in San Jose. Liccardo says the city has a moral obligation to help workers and keep the airport operating.
He flies to that airport. He waits in the lines. He doesn't use first class, you know. It's like this is his airport, and it makes me feel special.
The longer this goes, the more they're going to be struggling, and if they have to choose, they're going to need to drive for Uber in order to feed their families, and we cannot put them in that position.
The plan would apply to 500 TSA employees, air traffic controllers, customs inspectors, and other federal workers at Mineta. The mayor says the money for those loans could come from airport funds. And he says other banks and credit unions have also offered low-interest loans.
Minimum wage in Fremont will soon be going up. The Fremont City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to increase minimum wage to $15 per hour by 2020 for large employers and by 2021 for smaller ones. California's minimum wage will increase to $15 an hour for large businesses by 2022 and by 2023 for small businesses.
Taking a live look outside at the Golden Gate Bridge this morning. It is a stormy day with gray clouds, light scattered showers expected this morning with strong winds and heavy downpours later today. Let's check in with Mary for more on our stormy forecast. Mary.
Well, Ann, we are tracking scattered showers right now, and this is just the start. Heavy rain, strong winds, and the potential for flooding as we go through the day with this powerful Pacific storm system. So here's what you can expect. It turns very wet and windy as we go through the afternoon and for tonight, especially the stormiest time frame, 3 to 11 p.m. Damaging winds, heavy rain, and an isolated thunderstorm are all possible as we go through the day here. So a flash flood watch for the entire Bay Area. We're already dealing with saturated grounds, and then heavy rain will increase the flooding threat as we go through the day. Roadways and highways are flooding is possible. So wind advisory for the entire Bay Area, gusts up to 50 miles per hour, a high wind warning for the hills and for the coast with gusts up to 60 miles per hour. And this all kicks in this afternoon. So the storm watch scale as we go through the day, rain, wind, looking at as well as flooding, the highest impacts, and then for the community commute in the afternoon and for this evening, looking at a 9 with that storm impact. So future cast, as we go through the afternoon, here we are at noon, and you can see brief heavy downpours that continues to 3 p.m. But watch as we go through tonight. This is future cast at 7 p.m., and you can see that line here. That's the actual Pacific cold front. And when that moves through your region, you'll see a burst of the heaviest rain and the strongest winds. Here we are at 8 p.m., and you can see that line stretching down into San Francisco and then pushing across the South Bay by 10 p.m. And then as we go through tomorrow, showers behind the storm system, picking anywhere from an inch and a half to more than 2 to 3 inches up across the North Bay. And there we go with future cast wind gusts, with those winds picking up later on today. So we're watching that closely for you. So the heaviest rain, the wind, isolated thunderstorms today, and then looking at showers tomorrow, and then a break for Friday and Saturday. Back to you.
Well, Nike has a new sneaker that basically evokes memories of Marty McFly, if you remember that
McFly.
From the 80s.
Hello, McFly. The shoes lace themselves up. An app on your phone actually controls the power lacing system. That's pretty cool. In this high-tech shoe called the Nike Adapt BB. Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum will wear the new kicks tonight in a game against the Toronto Raptors.
I mean,
very
okay.
Futuristic.
It's cool, but I mean,
the price
do we need this? Do we need this?
I've been waiting for it. You know, ever since I saw the movie, it's like, when is that coming?
Okay.
Is
yeah. You want to ditch that chore from your list in the morning, lacing one's shoes.
Yeah, I always thought the Reebok pumps were high tech.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these right.
Those pumps to shame, I guess.
We'll see.
Cool.
We're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour. You can always listen in and watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device.